Hey, how's it going, everybody? Unfortunately, we were not able to record an episode this week, so this is going to be an episode that has been unreleased. It was one of the first episodes we recorded. The last 12 minutes, I believe, the audio was corrupted from the mics, so it's going to be in-camera audio for that. So I understand if you stop listening there, totally understandable. Also, I don't believe the podcast is going to be uploaded every week anymore, unfortunately. Sometimes it just gets difficult to record an episode every single week, so I hope you guys understand. It might be bi-weekly from now on, might be monthly. I'm not exactly sure yet. I don't want to make any commitments and then break them later on. So I hope you guys understand, and I hope you enjoy this episode of the Brusso Deep Podcast. Welcome back to the third episode of the Brusso Deep Podcast.
Oh my god, we made the third one. Yay!
I know, right?
We're halfway to Star Wars fandom.
Star Wars fandom?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, because Star Wars had like... Okay, never mind. We're on eight now, aren't we?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Sorry.
There's like solo movies.
Sorry, I thought there were still six for some reason.
Anyway, welcome back to the podcast.
Cheat!
Did you get dropped since the last filming?
You mean 20 seconds ago, filming? Because we definitely didn't record the same... No, how dare you show up in the same clothes as last time?
Wesson, how dare you do the exact same thing you're accusing me of right now?
I'll take my pants off.
Do it. You won't do it.
I won't do it because I'm wearing some embarrassing underwear.
What's on your underwear?
Nothing.
What brand are they?
Nothing.
What brand are they?
They're not a brand.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it has to be a brand.
I'm not.
Someone
wearing...
makes those underwear.
Well, I
mean, do they not make the underwear? Because there's none.
It was custom underwear.com.
Are you wearing jeans right now?
No, I'm not. I'm wearing Calvin Klein activewear.
Okay, I was about to say if you're wearing no underwear with jeans, that has to be really uncomfortable.
No, I'm wearing custom ones. I put your face on my crotch.
Oh, those. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
Yeah, you bought them for me for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So do we have anything to talk about at all?
No, not really.
Okay. Let's just jump right into it.
It's a new podcast, a new day.
Yeah.
It's a new me day of me listening in my car going, oh, it's me. Can't wait for that day to happen.
When the first episode comes out, because the first episode doesn't come out for us.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah.
We're doing
a lot of preemptive work
here. And so by the time the third one comes out, everything we talked about is way past.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
The Super Bowl hasn't even happened for us. It, when you're listening to it right now, that's already in the past.
Yeah, that's already
whack.
Past. Dude, that was a great
whack.
Game.
Yeah, I know,
great
right?
Great game.
Yo, I'm so glad the Pittsburgh Rams won.
Yeah, dude. When the Green Bay Packers just came in out of nowhere.
The Pittsburgh Rams aren't a thing.
I know.
Okay. I was hoping you got that. Cause
I did. That's why. Okay. I just said when the Green Bay Packers came out of nowhere and turned to a 1v1v1 game.
Okay.
I know. I know.
Okay.
Trust me. Trust me.
Yo, when he got it past the goalie, though, damn.
Dude, when he...
When LeBron
when he
James...
Got that, when he spiked that ball.
Yeah.
Dude. When he got that hole-in-one in that dude's ass. Yeah. Dude.
So, I feel like I'm one of the only people who just... I honestly don't care about the Super Bowl. It's just not my thing. Oh, boy.
I hate football.
Okay, good. Okay, I was about saying, like, I just made Weston piss. We're going to have to talk about football now.
I legitimately hate football. I hate it.
I don't hate it. To each their own. I just don't care for it.
I really just don't like it at all. Like, I've never... The only time I watched... Like, okay. So my friends could, like, watch football by themselves. I can't see you and it's bothering me. Go back over there. Yeah. Get back in your spot.
Shut the hell up, Weston. I do what I want.
Yeah,
this
okay,
is my
you.
Podcast.
You know what? Bottles be popping.
Weston's having trouble with the...
You know what?
What are you doing?
There we go. I'm like,
Weston is just rearranging everything.
Look, the podcast is different now. It's different.
Oh my gosh. I think we want to aim for some consistency.
Okay, well now it's consistent again. I'm back to where I was.
All right.
All my friends can like watch football and actually enjoy it. If I sat in my room by myself and watched football, I'd be so bored.
Oh, I would be too.
But like,
I couldn't do it.
Now, if I'm butchered, but with them, blah, 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 blah. If I'm with a bunch of people, if I'm with a bunch of people, I'm okay to watch it. Like, it's fun.
Oh, I couldn't get into it then.
Oh, no, it's fun.
Unless I'm at a game physically. If I'm there, I'd be like, oh, okay, I can get into it.
Are you at a game mentally?
You know what I mean. If I go to a stadium and watch a game rather than on a TV, I've been to one football game my entire life, like a college game.
I've never been to one.
It's.
I take that back. I've seen UT play.
It's yeah, I watch UT
yeah.
play against the Georgia Bulldogs.
Wow, that's a good team right there. I love me some Georgia football.
I really like Georgia. like the state, specifically Packers, Atlanta.
It's not even college though.
What?
Packers are not college.
I'm good at packing, I think.
Dang it.
Okay. I have a weird packing ritual, like the way I pack for trips.
Okay, so, I'm interested now.
So, a lot of the times, I don't do it all the time, but I will get like plastic bags
okay.
that you get from the store,
okay.
and I'll put an outfit in each bag and then tie it up.
That's
so,
weird.
So, like, if it's dark or something in the hotel room or wherever I'm staying at and I need to be quiet, I can just unzip my bag. Grab a bag out of there and like head to the bathroom. So I know like when I just grab that bag, I'm gonna have everything I need: socks, underwear, shirt, shoes,
never mind, or shirt shorts. That's really smart. That's
yeah.
smart.
But like I fold them up and put them in the bag.
That much. I don't travel with people that often.
I only travel with people.
I usually don't. I just travel like by myself, and then when I'm going to that.
I'm
place,
talking like trips, like
well,
multiple
yeah, like
day trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. You know, this summer I think me and my friends actually you're in Via, by the way. I forgot to tell you about this.
Oh boy.
There's a place called LAX.
LAX.
Yes.
What is this?
It's next to LAX, and it's an axe throwing facility. You learn how to throw axes.
So not that doesn't sound cool, but we're going to go all the way to the opposite side
free
of our country.
Free plane tickets.
Oh, you get free plane tickets?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go over there.
Yeah. Me, Nick, and John, and you.
So you're just throwing axes?
Yeah, it's a competition. It's like dart throwing, except for axes.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I've never...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I knew it was a thing, but I never, like, thought of it.
We would just go there and then go home. I mean, you'd be in L.A. I mean, like, have In-N-Out Burger, then we would go home.
Okay.
No, I seriously want to this summer, though. It'd be really fun.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, and then we can go to Santa Monica and go see Jesse Wellens. And,
ooh.
Oh, God, I love him.
He's
Jesse
a cool
Wellens
guy.
Is cool. I like him.
And really I can do. Say, hey, Jesse, when are you getting back with Gina? And watch him just explode out of anger.
Wow.
I'm not actually going to say that. I would never say that to him.
If he ever watches this podcast, he heard you say that, he'd be like, I hate that kid.
I generally don't like when people are like, oh, you guys need to get back together. It's like, obviously, like, think about it from your perspective. Do you want people saying, oh, you need to get back with your ex? No.
Yeah.
Like, that's their decision.
When Anthony broke up with that girl a long time ago.
Kalel.
Is that her name?
Yep.
Wow. You still know her name.
Blue
emo
hair.
Girl. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Dude, I thought she was the most attractive girl in my life ever.
I thought she was pretty good looking.
I thought she was really good looking. And then I was like, then Anthony was like, I didn't like her. She abused me. I'm like, wow, I don't like this woman anymore.
Yeah, that someone's like how they act definitely influences how I view them physically.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I can think you are an absolute fine dime, a fresh minted dime.
Wow.
And then you say some nasty ass stuff. You have a bad attitude, bad personality. You look like a nasty-ass penny, a nasty-ass wheat penny that someone found in the dirt, and you're disgusting. So, yeah, that's how I view all women. No.
No. When I open the door for you, you can go, I have a boyfriend. Then I just hate women. That's the reason I hate women is because of that right there.
Oh, speaking of opening doors, this is another callback to my cult private school.
Oh, my God.
So, there's a woman who... Work there.
Wait, I'm sorry. Pause. Can we just mention your cult private school every episode? So that
probably.
Way, you know, so you remember how the first episode was going to be called like hemorrhoids and origin stories, right?
Yeah.
Okay, start that off with hemorrhoids and origin stories and then put a C next to it. And then episode 2 will have the U.
Oh my gosh.
And then just spell cult school. And it'll be so cool.
I'm going to get sued by my old school.
No, you're not. You can't get so sued by them. You never mentioned them.
So there's a woman. Let me give you a little backstory on this woman. Man, my stomach is grumbling.
I heard that. I thought that was my butt.
I'm not farting, dude. Like my butt hole string, my pucker string is staying tight.
You got a hemi though.
I don't have a hemorrhoid. I feel great. Oh.
Okay, continue.
Anyway, so she's a very now she's a very Christian religious woman. Religious Christian. Before, from what I understand, she was a very hippie kind of person. I don't know what she did, but I'm sure She lived in the area of the hippies, so I'm sure she did all kinds of hippie things.
Yeah, yeah.
Sex,
yeah.
Drugs, rock and roll. I'm not saying she did all those things.
Sex, drugs, rock
and roll. I don't know what she did. All I know is that she
That's
used...
That's hard. That's hard.
Yeah. Anyway, she's a lot more reformed now and not that person at all. She's just weird. My friend David, he was... I forget what happened. I think he was inside, and then she, like, came to the door. Something happened where she needed to open the door for herself, and David wasn't near the door. And okay. She, like, had him come over to the door and open the door for him when she didn't have anything
for
in her
her
hands. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
She's very, like, she had him go out of his way to open the door for.
Okay.
Like, that's just kind of weird.
Oh, she didn't say anything about it? She just made him come over there?
Yeah, like she had him open the door for him when he was busy and she didn't have anything in her hands.
That's like a privilege thing. That's a privilege thing. Yeah. It's like, ooh, look at me.
The funny thing is, I used to like her daughter and she used to like me. This is back in the day, like 7th grade.
I almost said something really bad, so I'm glad you told me that.
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time.
I'm glad you said it in 7th grade. I was like, did you get that puss?
No. You're talking about 7th graders, okay?
And hey, I've heard some 7th grade stories, man.
Yeah, I wasn't as active. I wasn't active at all in 7th grade.
At all. I was like, some of these kids are like, yeah, I had sex in like 7th grade. I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
Like, whoa, my God.
On the way back from one of our field trips, they're sitting in the back of the van together.
Good little handy-handy.
And she laid her head on my shoulder, and I put my head right there, and we took a little nap. And that I remember so her mom was in the passenger seat. I remember looking at her mom. I don't know if she, like, turned around or looked in the rearview mirror, but I remember making eye contact with her and just thinking, like, you can't do a fucking thing about this.
You were the badass. Oh, my God.
She's married now.
Whoa! She's dude, younger. That girl cheated on you, dog. Dude, what's her name? We'll go.
No. Funny.
What's her name?
I'm not calling her name out.
What's her name?
I'm not saying it.
What's her first name?
I'm not saying that.
What's her first name? What's her first name? What's her first name?
No.
What's her first name?
No, at this point, just make up a random ass name.
What's her first name? I will find her. What's her first name?
Just let me finish the story. Damn. So, we never were, like, in a relationship at all. Dude, stop. Wes is being so aggressive. I need to, like, take off this flannel. I'm getting so hot now.
I also probably say this. I just threatened no with that nerf gun.
Yeah.
In the last episode.
They hurt, too.
Dude, this thing, like, bro, this... I wish I could.
I got a strip layer. Anyway, hot.
Let's see if I can just make this shoot back at me. Okay, I didn't hurt that much because I hit my hoodie, but dude, it hurts, man.
Yeah, it does. So we liked each other back in middle school, and we that was when iMessage came out. So I was on my iPad, she's on her iPod, and we're talking to each other. What are you doing?
I'm trying to find the bullet I just shot, but okay, it's gone. I'll figure it out later.
We obviously liked each other, even though we never like confessed it to each other. It was pretty freaking obvious.
She never confessed she liked you, and now she's married? What a hoe.
I mean, there's several years in between.
No, there's not.
Plenty of time.
No.
But the weird thing is, we used to, like, talk on iMessage every day.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of, like, quickly died out.
Yeah.
And, like, she stopped talking. Like, she just kind of ghosted me after I stopped going to that school.
You got ghosted. You got ghosted where a lot of people did. Wow.
Yeah. And she messaged me on Facebook years later. And we were supposed to, like, hang out and catch up. And she said she was, like, sorry for how things ended. And even there was nothing bad that happened.
You were in 7th grade.
Yeah, I don't know what she was talking about. Like, I just wanted to, like, be friends with her again. But she never contacted me again.
Conceited thing in her side of her. It was like, man, like, she made it all up in her head. Like, man, I ghosted Noah. Like, I like, let him
for real. I don't know why she didn't reply to me. Like, she just stopped talking to me. Because we were friends for years. It wasn't like, oh, we just met that
really
year.
Weird.
But yeah, we were friends for years.
Wow.
We were in school from 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, halfway through 9th.
Wow.
4.5 years
wow.
We knew each other.
Dang, dude.
So it's kind of weird. And now she's married.
Wow.
I don't know the guy, so I can't speak for him, but from what I see, he's a nice guy. I wish you guys the best.
I don't.
I wish.
You ghosting my boy.
Don't you shoot my camera.
What you going to do if I do that?
I'll break your mic.
You already
I'll
broke once.
Rip that cord out.
Oh, will you? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, continue to talk, huh?
Don't rip my cord out.
Turn the safety on.
Wesson needs that gun taken away from him.
A Nerf gun. But let me just clarify
when
that.
When you go to get your concealed carry, I'm just going to walk up and slide the video file on USB.
Here you go.
Of you. Threatening.
What's her name?
Tell me her name.
What is it? Anyway, okay, so she ghosted you.
It's about yeah. It. I mean, it wasn't like just all of a sudden, like one day she stopped talking. It was like a quick but gradual just kind of stopped talking to me.
Yeah.
It was weird. I don't,
weird, actually.
I'm kind of curious if her mom had something to do with it, because I wouldn't be surprised.
Possibly, because when you gave her the death stare, being like,
I mean,
you can't do anything about it.
I mean, I wasn't like glaring at her like,
got your girl.
But it was just one of those things I thought, I'm like,
wow.
Yeah.
It's the most cocky thing I heard you say, actually.
That, and that's a lot coming from like seventh grade Noah.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, because yeah, like if you think I'm like shy or introverted at all now,
yeah,
even more so back then.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was, the school was hard because there was like...
Like hard or like hard?
Academically hard and just a completely different social situation than any other school.
Because
there were like five girls, so like every guy had a crush on like one of those girls at a certain point in time in their life. There is slim pickings. Think about it. It's weird. As a dude...
Sally. Dude, I like Jelly.
You go through puberty and you have like five girls...
Wow. Hey, girl, remember when we dated, like, in sixth grade? I didn't want to date you again.
Like,
you're not my only option, but, like...
Yeah, there's no big option. There wasn't a lot of dating at the school, though.
A lot of smacking ass, though, I bet.
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
Not much happened.
Really? I would have thought.
There was a... And, it was in seventh or eighth grade. There was a dude in my class, really nice guy. I haven't talked to him
a bit. Like, the nice guy or, like, a really nice guy?
He's a really nice guy.
Okay.
Like, a genuine good person. And we'd have a study hall, and while me and my two boys were passing notes and talking to each other via a piece of paper, talking about the school gossip, because we couldn't talk.
Yeah, I know.
So we had to use paper. He would go and disappear in the bathroom for, like, 15 minutes at a time every study hall.
Why?
We don't know. So we just had to speculate.
You guys are speculating. He was spangulating. He was like,
because like, my.
He's doing this. No, he's like.
That's one of the main things. Dang. He speculated.
Oh, I would too.
Because the grade above me had friends, David, Nathan, and another guy.
Yeah.
They would all like they had shifts planned out when they'd go to the bathroom, so they could. They did the just to get away. They weren't like.
Yeah.
They weren't doing anything naughty in there. They just wanted to get out of class.
The jewel dog? You weren't hitting the jewel
Jewels
dog?
Weren't a thing back then.
Dude, you didn't hit the jewel dog?
But the guy from my class,
how
it was kind of
suspicious.
How
old are you? Dang, you didn't have jewels back then, dog?
Oh, we were 14, 15.
Wow, you're old, bro. You're like real old, bro.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, e-cigarettes might have been around, but they were like...
No, they were not popular.
It might have been the blue. Remember blue?
Blue was the
thing. That was like the only thing available
that
back then,
mine,
I think.
Actually, I'm not going to lie.
I never tried them.
I never tried them either. I mean, I was like 10 when they came out, but like, I just always thought it was cool how the blue LED ring went off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was blue vapor. That's what it was, yeah.
Cool, cool.
Wow.
So, yeah, those are a few spicy stories from my private school days.
He might have went to my school is listening. I'm sorry to tell you this story again, but I have to.
Weston hated all of you guys. Hate to break it to you.
Don't tell him that. They'll think it's true.
Listen here, Tom. Weston thinks you have a small dick. Mm. Bobby, you need to get that bump checked out on your left butt cheek.
Could be a hemi, dog.
Could be a hemi.
That's going to be the joke through the whole season one of Bros of Deep Podcast.
Now I want to get a Dodge Challenger hemi. Just to be like, yeah, man, I'm going to hop in my hemi over here. Yeah, man, it has a Hemi in it, man.
Bro, it's Hemi.
It goes so fast, it's got a Hemi.
Dude, your Hemi's like black and blue, bro. It's bloody sad. No, but, so I didn't go on this trip. So I didn't know about this.
What grade?
Middle
school, high school?
Senior.
Oh, senior trip.
No, like, apparently it was like this optional, like, no, it could have been like, I was a senior, but everyone else was like a junior.
Okay.
So like, the kid, like the principal's son, okay, apparently was wanking it in the bathroom.
At school?
No, on this field trip.
Oh, okay. So it was a school trip, and he was wanking
trip,
it in wherever the bathroom was.
Basically, like where they went out and like had like Jesus meetings or whatever like that.
Jesus
like,
meetings.
Someone like went to the showers and heard him like spanking it hard.
Damn.
Like wanking it. And so me and...
Wait. What does it sound like? Okay. Okay.
Sorry, wait. He was probably a little smaller, so it's probably like...
Okay, I just need to paint a visual picture. Go ahead.
Sorry. Continue. So, me and my friend Bryce.
The Bryce I know?
Bryce.
Okay.
Bryson, yes. Bryce. Bryce Gregory, yeah.
So not the Bryce I know.
Yes.
Okay.
That's so his middle name.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Did you not?
I met him before you did. I didn't even know that.
Wow, I knew that. I love calling him Gregory. Watch him be like, that's not my middle name, dude. I'm talking like misplacing him or something like that. I'm pretty positive that's his middle name. But we started making up these jokes. Like, I had this one. So Bryce had this one where he was like, if my hand's on the wall, I'm ready to ball. And then I made this one like where it was like, if it's in my brain, it's going down the drain.
Oh, my God.
So, like, I'm not going to lie. We bullied that kid. I didn't. Wow. I did not bully that kid.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. Oh. I never heard of those. Mm. Everyone else said them and repeated them.
So you bullied him when he wasn't around.
No. I said the joke. And then everyone else repeated it to him. So it was like cyber. No. It was like sub.
So you're just bullying him behind his back. That's not bad at all. No, you're good, Weston.
I love the kid, too. Like, it could be just a total rumor, but, like, man, it was hilarious.
Hey, kids, remember, this is Brusso Deep Certified. It's okay to talk trash about someone as long as they don't know about it. As long as they don't find out.
Listen,
it's okay.
He didn't know I said that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, as long as they don't find out.
As long as he never knows that I said that. And
Well, now he does.
His name rhymed with Wankerman, so we called him Wankerman.
Wow. This episode is sponsored by Wankerman's Cream.
Is your wankerin hankerin? Is your hankerin?
Is your wanker? Are you hankerin for a wankerin?
Bro, this episode, you know what I'm hankering for? A wanking dog. Where can I get that? Tell
bro,
me more.
Bro, if you need a good wankering, get this Wankerman's Cream.
It also comes with a 3-month subscription to Wank Online.
Wank, Wank Art Online.
Uh-oh, time to reset the camera.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
And on that note,
interrupt my Wankerman Hankerman.
let's take a break from Mr. Wankerman and cut
now
to the sponsor.
Our sponsors.
Oh, dang. Another Tinder message from the girl that was talking to me about the toasters. Oh, Weston, I need your input.
What? What is it?
I said, lol, you know what else is good? And she said, what? What should I say?
Toast with butter on.
I'm developing something. You said,
I'm hankering for a wink.
No, you said toast with butter. I could say something like me buttering those buns or something like
there
that.
There you go. Me buttering that toast.
Me buttering your toast?
Me buttering your toast.
Should I say your toast?
Your toast. Because
that's like very direct.
Yeah, exactly.
I even forget what this
don't
girl
ask,
was.
And then put in parentheses.
Should I say me buttering your toast or say buttering your toast?
No, me buttering your toast.
Okay.
But don't then put in
toast or toast?
Toast.
Not toes.
We like got something you put in a toaster.
We got to get the kid interested in feet again, Weston.
No. No.
Okay, I'm going to say it. Me buttering your toast.
Now, wait, before you send it.
Okay.
In parentheses, don't ask what the butter is.
That's really weird. That's creepy.
You just said me buttering your toast.
That's like even creepier, though.
Yeah, exactly. That was the whole point of being funny.
Okay.
Don't ask what the butter is, wink, wink, cry face.
Don't ask what the butter is. And let me do a, I'm going to do a face with the steam coming out of the nostrils, a Post Malone hand, and a laughy face.
Wow.
Actually, no. I'm going to take away the laughy face and put a cowboy face. There we go. Is this girl cute? Oh, she's a little... She's kind
I probably should see the girl that we're talking to. Bro, she looks like 12. Dude, she looks like an elven warrior.
She kind of, she looks...
What's, wait, give me that.
She kind of looks like a weeb. An elven warrior.
Bro, what that nose do?
What do you mean? Oh, is it like, it's kind of crooked?
It's like flat, though.
Hey, I can't talk trash about people's nose because I have a big-ass nose and I hate it.
It's like matched your face. Like, she looks...
Oh, so I have a big face. Okay. Interesting. What else is big, huh?
Nothing. At least she's 18.
I found that a lot of people who say they're 18 on Tinder are in fact not, which is unfortunate because What?
Is that the Post Malone thing you were talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was wondering.
The Post Malone hand.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
All right, so I guess we'll wait on this fine woman's response.
God.
What were we talking about? Wankerman?
Wankerman Industries.
Good old Wankerman.
Girl, wait, what?
I said good old Wankerman.
I said girl Wankerman.
No,
I said
no.
Girl Wankerman.
Girls can't Wankerman.
Mm. Yes, they can. They can Wankerman.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm.
Man, this is not family friendly.
No, but it's actually really, this is the funniest one we've talked about. It's the funniest bit we've had so far. We're just starting, Noah. Just starting.
One time at my private school, this has nothing to do with wanking, but I almost got away with it. I was going to go to my friend Aiden's phone. He had a blue, like, almost smartphone, and I was going to switch his mom's contact info with my friend David's contact info because he texted David, like, really, really, like, you know, what do middle schoolers talk about when they're texting stuff? Like, dirty penis jokes, obviously.
Actually, I did not.
Well, we did. We just made jokes.
I'm going to say something really sad. I really don't want to. I had no one text me when I was in middle school.
Oh.
I had the one nice girl who was, like, nice to me. Just to be like, oh, yeah, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And then that was it. No one else talked to me.
I texted people at school.
People call me and then be like, you're a nerd.
My class was really small, so I was a lot closer with them.
Oh, yeah,
so it's a little bit different. A little bit different. I wasn't in a class with five girls. One girl. Two girls. But I tried to switch their contact info because I left during study hall and I went to my friend's locker and I was in his phone switching it, but then he came out and caught me right before.
Wow.
It was going to be really good, too, because if he texted his mom some nasty-ass stuff, it would have been hilarious.
Wow.
I used to have a YouTube channel with him.
Really?
Noah and Aiden.
Still on?
I think it's still online, but...
The videos?
Yeah, I can show you the videos after this.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty bad, but we're not friends anymore. I don't know what happened.
YouTube channel took point to you guys apart.
No, like
you were basically David and Liza Koshy.
Oh my god!
Just it was too much.
Yeah, I forget, but I was mad at him for something. We didn't talk for a while, and then we were friends again for a little bit, and then I left the school. I can't remember what happened. Like I honestly,
really,
if you had a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you what happened between us. But years later, I tried to.
I honestly don't. What is it? What happened? I'm taking off the safety. What?
I don't remember. I really don't.
He's truthful. I'll turn the safety back on.
I even like texted him a couple years ago, and we were planning to like meet up and like talk about stuff and be friends again, but he just never replied after a bit. So, yeah. If you're watching this, Aiden, I'd love to be friends again, but oh well. Can't please everyone. That's fine. And now we have Awkward Silence brought to you by Noah's Past Friendships. Yes, you're so cool texting without looking at your phone. Listen, I see what you're doing.
No, I was just waiting. I was waiting for the awkward silence to keep
going. Oh, okay.
Just waiting.
I thought you were texting. And...
I can, but I don't want to.
Okay. Cool. Who you talking to?
Who do you think I'm talking to? The headmaster. Headmaster of your school.
West is talking to his headmaster. Is this your favorite headmaster?
Yeah, it's my favorite headmaster.
Okay,
right here. He's pretty cool.
There can be girl headmasters of schools. That's what we're talking about. What does she want?
She's just talking about her acai bowl.
Oh my god!
Dude, no, I'm being serious.
So West Coast. It looks cool, I guess.
It looks good. I want that right now, actually. Oh, no. But I'm about to tell her I got to go. Stop texting me, headmaster. You
good.
Know?
I'll jump over this table and kick your ass. I mean, I will
keep finding a reason to pull this back.
I will stay in my chair and not,
yeah, you will.
Not do a thing.
Yeah, you will. You're right. I got my gun ready.
I see that.
Not ready. You stay in your chair, Noah.
Don't shoot me.
Hemorrhoids and Nerf guns.
Oh, boy.
Turn the safety back on just in case some kid gets their hands on this.
Okay, good idea.
All right. Anyway. So.
So.
Noah, I don't think we really actually talked about ourselves enough. So, Tell me
about ourselves.
Yeah,
I've been telling all kinds of stories about my past.
I know, I have too, but I can't think of anything else to say about it.
About myself, like who I am as a person now, or like, is that what you're talking about, or what?
I'm just trying to find topics to talk about. We fill an hour. I don't know. It's hard to fill an hour. Okay, you know what? For someone who's like, man, this is probably really retarded. Oh, I'm sorry. Probably really stupid.
You're screwed, Weston. Good job.
No, I'm dead. It's over. It's recorded. It's done. Really stupid for not being able to talk for an hour. It's really hard. This is harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Like making a podcast.
And now we're just talking about the fact that we're having trouble talking about stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's more filling. I don't know what to tell you about.
Here's some filler.
Yeah, here's some filler for you. Here's some anime filler for you.
Anime filler?
That's what's called.
What?
Are you serious?
Anime filler.
Yes.
Filler that's specifically in anime?
Mm-hmm.
What about filler just in, like, any form of media?
No, so, like, there's a common term called filler in anime.
I know what that is.
Where, like, yeah.
Filler's in things other than anime, though.
Yeah, I know, but mostly, okay, you can't tell me that anime is, like, the most common thing. Where, like, they have, like, 70 episodes of filler, and then the next episode's, like, the real canon stuff.
I don't spend my time with weeb shit, Weston. I'm a grown-ass man.
Hey, listen.
I pay bills.
I've ever known was a Naruto fan at some point.
I've never watched an episode of Naruto. Yeah, go away. I don't need you. Welcome back to the note.
Oh, my arm! Oh, no!
You hit me twice, dude. That hurt. Naruto sucks dick.
He's married to Hinata, okay?
Wow.
Hinata.
Well, I guess I do like anime. Mm-hmm. American anime, though. Like anime that looks like anime, but it's made in America.
Kappa Mikey.
What?
Kappa Mikey.
Excuse me?
Have you ever seen Kappa Mikey?
Nope.
You would love it. It's an American anime. It's from some Nickelodeon.
Avatar Last Airbender is the best thing Nickelodeon has ever... No, I'm not even messing. As far as the best thing that Nickelodeon has made, Avatar.
No.
How many times have you watched Avatar? All the way through?
Like, twice.
It's good.
No, it's not. Not as good as Invader Zim. I'm sorry.
Avatar has so much rich character development.
Did you really just call me weeb shit and then just say Avatar has rich character development?
It's so true, though.
It's not good until Zuko.
Get the fuck out of here. It's Zuko, okay?
Zuko has long hair.
Dude, Zuko has probably the best transition and, like, just, it's so good.
I've never heard you weeb out over Avatar. I genuinely, it's
my favorite TV show.
That's a bold claim to some people.
Because I've watched it multiple times through, and I love it that much.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not even just saying that.
Well, see, that's me with Scrubs.
I've never watched Scrubs. I hear everyone loves it.
I love Scrubs. Love it. Love it. That's where the Fortnite default dance came from.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
But I just love it. It's just my favorite show. There's so many, like, mature themes, and I was like, ooh, saucy, but, like, just like, I don't know how to say it. Life lessons, I guess. Stop.
No. If you're going to call me a weeb for liking Naruto, I won't call you a weeb for telling me that. I didn't even say anything about Naruto. All I said was he got married to Hinata. And then you're over here like, they've got rich character development. And it's the best TV show ever made. Yeah, I didn't even say that about Naruto. I just said Naruto was just a good show.
Which Netflix is picking up which show to make a live action? Which has the original writers on it?
It's going to be bad because they've done it with animes before and they're bad.
No, they're doing it with the original writers, though.
It doesn't matter.
I do have to admit I'm very skeptical. Because M. Night, I love you, but that movie was trash. I know you know it's trash and you regret it probably.
That's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was really bad. Thankfully, I watched it.
The cast was awful, too.
They mispronounced names. Everyone was white.
It's Aang. Right?
Sokka's, like, light brownish.
Who?
Sokka, one of the main characters.
Who's that?
Katara's brother. He's the guy from the Southern Water Tribe that can't water burn. The blue guy.
Listen, I don't remember this crap, okay? I was, like, 5 when that came out.
Yeah, so... So here's my experience with it. I watched the show like when it was on Nickelodeon, like off and on. I never watched all the way through.
Yeah.
And one day, like as I got older, I'm like, I wonder what happened with that show. So I watched the finale, and I'm like, that was so cool. I'm going to watch it from the beginning. So I did, and then I'm like, wow.
Yeah, see, that's Arrow with Naruto.
I'm not going to watch it. I'm sorry. You should. You'll I'm like sorry.
It. It's just like Avatar.
I'm going to pass. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm going to pass.
It's good. I liked it.
Okay. That was a great filler.
You know what's a great filler?
What?
Hemorrhoids for your butthole. They fill your butthole.
Oh, okay. We're going there, huh?
Yeah. We're always going to mention hemorrhoids every episode until the joke dies.
I don't think I've ever had an hemorrhoid.
I don't either. I'm a good boy, big boy. I like to say 4 sentences.
Oh. Okay.
Well, no, we're going to play off that.
You know what we should talk about?
What?
We should have, like, a guest on here at some point.
Yeah, I talked to Trevor about that.
Who should? I'd be good with Trevor. Yeah. I like him.
Yeah.
What?
I'd be good with Trevor. I like him, actually.
I was just saying that I like him. I think he's a cool dude.
You're like, waiting for me to say something, like, really crap. You're like, eh.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Trevor.
We've mentioned you Trevor suck. Twice.
You suck.
Two episodes of Hey, Trevor. Come on the podcast.
We can do Trevor. We Nick. Can do Nick. We can do your mom.
You can do my mom.
No. No. I will deny that from happening.
No. No. Never.
We can have... I'm trying to think of people who would be embarrassing for Weston. So your mom, Elena. We should have Elena on here. I've never met her before.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've never spoken a word to her.
My girlfriend of 1 year.
Yeah. I've never even said hi to her.
She loves you.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I've never met her, so I don't know what to think of her.
When we first started dating and you texted me, she's like, who's Nora? I was like, what? And she goes, who's Nora?
Who the fuck is Nora?
In case you don't know, Noah's name on my phone is Nora. I've always called you Nora.
Yeah.
Forever, and it will always be like that. And so she was like, who's Nora? Who's Nora Thompson? And I was like, oh, what's like my best friend? And she's like, who is that? I said, it's Nora. Like, what's your problem? And she's like, Weston, is that like a girl? I said, yeah, it is. I just was totally rude to her. I was like, yeah, it is. And she goes, what's she look like? And I said, here. And I pull up your Instagram, and she just smacks my face. She's like, you're rude. You're mean. She goes, is that actually him? I said, yeah, I called you. She listened to our conversation. And I was like, hey, dude. And you're like, hey.
Well, I'd like to meet her. I've never met her before.
Okay, all right. I can make that happen.
Okay.
I can make that happen. She's kind of cool, I guess. She's kind of cool.
So how long have you been dating? A year?
A year.
She just had her 18th birthday recently. So, yeah, this podcast is going great. We're going to have some special guests at some point.
Wow, Noah. Says the guy who literally just said a few minutes ago, you know, when they say on Tinder they're usually 18, they're usually not.
But that's not me, though. That's them lying about their age and not telling me until I ask them.
First of all, yes, her 18th birthday was recently.
I'm just giving you a hard time. I did the same thing, dude. I did the same thing.
We're not inappropriate people, okay? I don't mean by Wangerman Hankerman.
Okay? You're not inappropriate people.
We're not. That's the only thing. That's the only problem with that. By the way.
Like, I don't understand what you're saying.
Consent thing.
Oh,
it's
okay,
like,
okay.
It's only if you're like, you're,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I get you.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I did the same thing, but I was actually under 18 when I started dating this person who was under 18. Then I turned 18.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Relationships, man.
They're crazy.
They get
they
you.
Happen.
They're all over. They're just everywhere.
Dude,
I have a relationship with you.
People are starting to get married there my age. And I'm like,
dude, a ton of people I went to school with
are getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird.
It really, like, okay, listen. I'm a mature man. Like, over here going, Winkerman, Anchorman.
Yeah, what's the saying? He's a mature man.
I know how to manage my money and be nice and be a good person, like, be a caring human being. I'm not ready to be a husband, dog.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not ready. I like my bed being completely alone and having cold spots in it still. As soon as you get someone else in the bed with me, I'll be like, get the frick out of here.
This is a slight side note. Do you flip your pillow over?
Of course.
To get the cold? Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, to the cold side?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You gotta have a cold pillow.
You have to have the cold side.
I'm not talking like ice cold, but just a cool pillow.
Yeah, definitely.
It's great.
Definitely.
And if I can't fall asleep soon enough, I flip it over again.
Yeah, and then you go to sleep right asleep.
Yeah.
I don't know why our heads get so hot, though.
I guess, I mean, heads have a lot of heat. When babies are born, they give them like little beanies and stuff because that's where a lot of heat is kept in.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand that. Why, like okay.
Okay, it's where your brain is. Your brain's like a big part of your body. It's probably.
Is it? I wouldn't think that. It was HD of my laugh. Just.
I think your laugh is great.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it's funny.
What?
No, I'm not like making fun of you.
Wow.
I like hearing your laugh. I think it's a good laugh, but I think it's funny sometimes.
What?
Because I guess it's because I don't notice my own laugh because I'm so used to it. And when I edit videos with us in it, I hear your laugh.
And it's just
way more than anyone else's laugh.
Some people told me I laugh like a king.
A king?
Yeah, because I'm like.
Oh, like you're laughing from here.
Yeah, I'm laughing
okay.
from here.
Okay.
I'm not laughing from. I'm like I laugh. When I laugh, I laugh.
Yeah.
I laugh hard. I laugh like someone's wanking my hanker.
You go in.
Yeah, I go.
Full send.
Dude, I stay woke. I stay woke when I
full
laugh.
Send on that woke laugh,
dude,
bro.
I lit woke laugh.
Yo, you finna get Liddy tonight?
Finna get Liddy laugh, dog. What time are we at? I gotta be somewhere.
Where do you have to be? Is it about someone we've already talked about in this podcast?
What?
I already know
what
who it is.
No, it's not.
You think I'm stupid?
I gotta go work out.
Really?
Yeah.
With?
Me. Myself and I.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No, I really don't want to be anywhere. I was just being funny. I was mm-hmm. like, what time are we at? I got to mm-hmm. be somewhere. And you're like,
okay.
You got to go. I know what you're going to do. It was kind of to be like.
He's going to Bible study.
Yeah, I'm going to Bible study. Become a sinner.
Become a sinner?
Yeah.
You're going to Bible study to become a sinner.
Yeah, because you don't know you're a sinner until you go to Bible study. Think about that.
I'm
right.
That makes zero sense.
No, it's not. No. It's true.
You don't
know anything about the Bible.
I do, though.
No, but if you didn't, and then you go to Bible study, that's when you become a sinner.
I don't think you become a sinner when you realize it. I think...
No. I'm just being stupid, dog.
You're making zero sense.
That's the whole point. It's just a bit. Oh, my God.
I couldn't tell. I'm sorry.
Dude, that's the whole... Oh, my God. Even this podcast.
What were we talking about before we got on this?
Hankerman.
I was talking about the pillow. Oh, yes. Getting married.
Yes.
There's a lot of people I know who are getting married, and it's just weird because I look at my life, and, you know, I want to get married at some point. Not right now, but if it happened in 5 years, yeah, that sounds good. But I'm not, like, ready to be in
a... So you'd be married by turning 26?
I think I'd be okay with that.
I kind of be, like, married by 23-ish.
I feel like there's still... so much for me to do as myself without anyone else.
I understand.
And
then once you meet that person, that goes out the window.
Yeah, I know I haven't met that person yet because there's no one like, I'm like, oh, I gotta have them.
As of right now, I'm scared to record this and say this, but I definitely feel like I have.
Okay.
And so, I mean, that for me, that's just, that's who I want to be with the rest of my life. But like, if I'm wrong and then this is going back, it makes me really sad later on in life. Then I'm sorry, Weston. But as of right now, I do with like 120% believe that's the person I'm with right now is the person I'm going to be with.
Weston's getting some brownie points right now.
I'm being serious.
He's cashing
though.
In. I'm just messing with you.
I'm being my emotional self, like I said last time, yeah. Where I'm just not afraid to be emotional and be raw. Raw. WWE Raw.
Raw.
No, but seriously, I do believe that, and I think when it comes to that point when you get, like, so far in a relationship, like, matters of years or months or something like that, you just know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, not to be it's about all about the money, but it is all about the money.
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing. If you're not financially secure when you're getting married, it can cause a lot of issues.
Oh, yeah, but not even that right now. Like, when I had to leave her house at night and drive 20 minutes away back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just so sick of leaving. Like, why can't I just would rather just be like, oh, I'm staying here. You know, like a house or something like that, you know? Yeah. But, you know, being the good holy children we are.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, good, to anyone else who was the audio, Christian boy. It sounded like I just kissed you.
Yeah, Weston just leaned over the table and gave me a big old smooch. Jesus Christ.
That raking noise.
I hope the audio can't hear that too much. Oh my God.
Just in a horror movie.
Oh, I know what we can talk about.
What?
My movie. My short film. I'm making a short film. What? You okay?
Just the funniest self-plug I've ever heard. Like a horror movie. You know what we can talk about? My movie.
Well, the reason I thought about it, because you said horror movie, and the first short film I worked on...
Was a horror movie?
It wasn't like horror, but it had some spooky vibes to it. It was about me killing someone.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I'm working on a short film, a sequel to my first one. I'm excited because I have more time and just time to explore the ideas I wanted to.
Yeah.
And I can focus on character development a little bit.
I'm just a little tired.
I don't know when the short film will be released because okay. I'm still only 3 pages into the script.
And I don't know when my next YouTube video will be released.
Your next YouTube video is you going to be announcing the podcast.
That's about it. Yeah, for real. I'll literally be like, hey guys, we're in a podcast. Bye.
Why don't you make YouTube videos anymore, Weston?
Because I don't have time, dude. I barely have time to do this.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I really don't.
Guess you don't love YouTube anymore.
I don't. It's a trash platform. We'll just go ahead and say it. Let's do what everyone... Let's say that everybody else thinks. It's a trash platform now.
I'm going to say...
They not, favor the right and left side.
The right and left side?
That was a joke.
They
segregate anybody. It was a joke.
YouTube favors large creators who are leaning left in their political opinions and how they express themselves. And I think that is very wrong. But it's their platform, so knock yourself out, YouTube. Just wait until the next big thing comes around.
Wait until we're woke enough.
Wait 10 years from now when you're irrelevant. Because the internet is a big thing and moves fast. And they say never to be the first at something, and you're the first.
Yeah, I don't know when the next thing's going to take over.
I don't know either. I think when something big comes up, it starts with something that's easily accessible by everyone.
Yeah. So, Twitch is blowing up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Blowing
up. I think that's where the popularity starts big time, is with just where anyone has access and like, oh, I can do that.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
That was the allure and the good thing about YouTube. And I mean, anyone can still upload, obviously, but it's just way different.
Copyright strike.
Yeah.
Copyright. You got a content ID claim. You have a strike on your channel now.
Now I don't have to worry about that because my channel isn't monetized. So if like, oh, so-and-so claimed your video, I'm like, okay.
Whatever.
I wasn't making money from it anyway. Knock yourself out. Make your 5 cents off my video.
Yeah, good. Go for you.
Yeah, I forget what video, but it was a video where I used a part of a song, like a mainstream song, and it got claimed by whatever company. I'm like, oh.
UMCA or whatever?
I think it was
it's
UMCA.
Like something new or something.
I'm like, oh, have fun with less than a dollar. You're really going to be raking in the stacks on that one.
It's just a fact. It's just YouTube's already algorithms already pre-programmed for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. The reason I really haven't seen made videos is because I just don't have time. And I don't have a topic to talk about.
Yeah.
And so if I don't have a topic.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm not going to make a video.
The reason I've been making Omegle videos so much is because it just relies on me like making jokes on the spot, which is way easier, at least right now, than like thinking about a topic and making a video about it. And it's just way easier to edit, way simpler. Because I still live at home, and I can't record during the day because I don't want anyone bothering me when I record.
I understand that.
I don't want people making noise. I don't want you coming and asking what I'm doing. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, because I'm loud in my videos. So like people are like, are you okay? I'm like, oh. Like, you ruined the bit, Mom.
Yeah. So I usually like record at night or when no one else is home.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit restricted with that. That's why I make Omegle videos.
The worst part is that I have like, the worst thing that happens to me is like I get really inspired at nighttime.
So do I.
And then when I go to bed and I wake up the next morning, I'm like, that's a stupid idea. But it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was a good idea.
I do most of my creative thinking at night.
Yeah, same. And I write it down and I'm like, dumb idea.
It's hard because I want to be an early riser, but at the same time, I'm a night owl. I want to be both.
I am both.
Because I, as far as mornings go, I'm more productive in the mornings. Like, if I have something to do that's, like, more of a task, in the morning, wake up early, do it, that's the thing. I like doing that.
Yeah.
But at night, I like being more creative, and
I'm a night owl and an early riser. I'm a morning person, everything. I don't know how.
I don't wake up early, unless I'd have to.
I don't wake up early. I mean, I wake up at 8, but, like, I'm in a good mood. Like, I'm not, like, in a bad, like, I hate you mood, but, like, I'm a night person, too. I don't know how, but I am.
I don't get waking up and being grumpy in the morning. Like, I'm not, like, bright and cheery in the morning.
Some people are awful.
Like, don't talk to me before I get my coffee. It's like, come on.
If you need coffee that bad, you need to stop drinking coffee.
Yeah.
If that's what gets you, like, going.
There's all these people who are like, oh, weed and alcohol so bad, but I can't live without my coffee. You're no different. Caffeine's a drug.
And addiction's an addiction.
Yeah. Caffeine's bad for you. I guess the reason I don't like coffee and caffeine is because caffeine actually makes me feel bad. So really? I basically can't get addicted to it because I don't like Coke.
That's why I don't like Coke.
Mm-hmm. That's why you drink it every day, right?
I don't drink Coke every day.
Coke Zero.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know that you know sugar is better for you than what they put in Coke Zero, right?
Hmm?
Regular sugar is better for you than the sweeteners they put in Coke Zero.
Yeah, but let me just say this to you. Does your pancreas work? Yes, it does. Mine does not. If I drink a regular Coke, it's like having a meal.
Well, I don't drink sodas at all.
Okay.
Because I'm somewhat healthy. At least with the liquids I put in my body. Food, still working on that. Are you writing a damn paper over there?
That was Elena. She's freaking sick.
Tell her to frick off.
She's like, can I call you every 2 seconds? I'm like, no, I'm in a podcast.
She calls, hand the phone to me. I'm like, listen, okay? I'm sure you're a wonderful person, but shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to get podcast content, okay? Stop.
I'm trying to talk to my side piece over here, Weston.
Yeah.
I get he's your main man, but he's my side bitch, okay?
Wow. But I don't know. I just, I like Coke Zero. I'm always going to drink it.
Please, can we do a challenge? If you give up Coke Zero for a week, I'll give up something else for a week.
Let's eat. Okay, see, the thing is, that's not hard for me. It's really?
Really?
It's really not.
Well, then
you see me, water bottles are by my bed.
Yeah, I see that.
I drink literally so much water. And, like, I rarely have, like, when you came over today, I had my first Coke Zero for the day. It was my first diet drink.
Okay.
It really was.
I joke about it, but when I say I don't want you drinking that stuff, it's coming from a place of, like, I think it's really bad, and I don't want you to get, like, health problems later on.
I know.
Because it can give you, like, heart disease and shit like that.
I know. I understand. And I'm doing it to myself, but personally, I'm going to die early anyway, so it doesn't really matter to me.
So when Elena's a single woman at 45, and she can't support herself because someone just couldn't stop drinking their Coke Zeros, I guess that's just how her life will be.
Yeah, maybe you're probably right.
She's going to have to find another man.
Yeah, basically. How'd your husband die? Like, did he have cancer? Or, well, they call it the zero.
Zero!
His bloodstream completely became Coke Zero. He got so addicted, he just injected it into his bloodstream.
You could cut him open and just brown comes out.
Yeah, and not poop. Like, just Coke Zero. Like, when he peed on me, I mean, when he peed.
My microphone wasn't having that. He's like, what?
When he pees, it was just pure brown.
You like peeing on people, Weston? Have you ever peed on anyone? Like, has your pee ever landed on anyone? Straight from the source. I'm not talking about in, like, a sexual manner, unless it did happen that way.
You just, that was so genuine. Are you a peed anybody? Like, have you peed on anyone?
Have you?
No.
No, you haven't?
Have you?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
There's no memory of me peeing on anyone, so I guess not, unless it's a suppressed memory.
Okay, there was one time as a kid where, like, I laughed so hard I peed myself.
Okay, I peed on the doctor when I was born, but besides what? That, I peed on the doctor when I was born. A lot of babies do that. They pee on the doctor.
How'd you know you did that?
Because my mom told me, dude. Oh, okay. Like, how do you think I knew?
I was like, what?
I vividly remember as a newborn baby.
When I came out the vagina, just I was woke. You were woke.
Feel terrifying that would be if you remember being born. Just like black.
Having your mom's vagina in your mind? Yeah, you're right.
Oh, man.
the dilated.
I wonder if it hurts to be born.
What?
I wonder if, like, you as a baby when you're being born, do you feel, like, pain coming out? Because I don't think...
No. Why don't you just go ask a newborn baby?
Because I can't imagine coming out of a body, another person's body, is very pleasant. Because if you look at all the holes in the human body, none of them are big enough for a human to come out of.
Okay.
I can't imagine it being very pleasant.
Let's just say this. The baby was made in that.
Yeah, I understand, but the act of squeezing out of a body, like the head popping out, I don't think it's like real quick. It takes some pushing.
Well, yeah, duh, but I don't think...
I feel like that would have to hurt. You being forced out.
It hurts for the woman, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I'm not talking about her. I know she hurts. I know she hurting. I'm talking about the baby here.
Did you hear about that Russian psychological testing thing?
No, I didn't.
I think, I want to say, don't call me on this, but I swear
this
I heard about...
by Wes and Ivy. Go ahead.
So I swear I heard about this Russian testing where they didn't tell this girl how painful childbirth was.
For
her whole life.
Okay.
Okay. And she became pregnant. Okay.
How'd she do that?
Like, she grew up and then...
No, but how'd she get pregnant? How did she become pregnant?
She got married and became pregnant. Okay.
Okay.
And, like, they told the dude, like, don't tell her anything like that. Or she, like, lost her memory or something happened where she didn't remember that childbirth was like...
Is this a movie?
No, I swear. Like, she lost her memory to where she didn't remember that people told her that childbirth is, like, actually, like, painful.
Okay.
And so when she went through childbirth, she says it wasn't as bad as everybody else makes it out to be.
Hmm.
So, like, people... But basically what the doctors were saying is, like, it's only really painful because we say it is.
I don't know.
I feel like it'd be pretty bad. I'm saying that's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm saying, like, that's what
I was saying. Like, I can't imagine, like... Even if someone doesn't know.
An 8-pound thing that's alive coming out of you.
Yeah.
That... I'm just going to raise my hands right now and just back up. Like, you, women...
Oh, like, yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Good job. And then, like...
I just don't believe
they're back
that.
To normal, like, a month later. Great.
Oh, no, not even that, though.
But women, their bodies are
way
better than dudes. They're way better than dudes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
definitely.
We just have a dick. Like, that's the only exciting thing about us. You know what's stupid?
Hmm.
Why is our stuff on the outside? It's so vulnerable. The slightest bit of force against our man downstairs or the two twins can put me on the ground. I'm sure it came with most guys. I honestly
don't know why it's a thing.
What's a thing?
Why it's on the outside.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I understand why...
Dog's penis was like...
Yeah, like, most other animals, it comes out. Like, they have, like, a little something there, but it comes out. Why can't guys at least...
I just can't wait for someone to be like, yo, dude, I listen to this new podcast.
This is the wave of panic.
No. It's like Honey or something like that. Like, some big spot is like, oh, new podcast. I'm like, what are they talking about? Like, first episode, like, I want to talk about hemorrhoids. It's kind of weird. Next episode, why can't our penises just come out like animals?
Or, you know what? I'm fine with the penis being on the outside.
Yeah.
But the balls. Mm-hmm. Why are they happy on the outside? They're so sensitive. What do they do when they're outside? There's no good that happens. Put them up in there.
When your balls hang low, do they wobble to the floor?
Oh, my God. Just, God, if you're ever making, like, another civilization or universe or planet... Try stuffing them up in there next time. I know
they were up in there. That's the whole joke of you have your balls dropped yet.
Why can't they stay in there?
Because it's unhealthy.
Why can't it be designed that way where it's not unhealthy?
I don't know.
Wesley, you're supposed to know this.
I can't know this. I know this is go off of what you're saying, but like listen. I'm not saying anything inappropriate.
And no, I was looking at the time.
I was waiting for you to be like, all right, we've got to an hour. And now I'm going to be like, ball sack. And you're like, goodbye, everybody.
I wasn't thinking about that. I was just checking the time.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. Say what you're saying. I will not close out immediately after you say this. Pinky swear on
okay,
set.
Okay, pinky swear.
I don't break pinky swears. Unless it's convenient for me, then I do. Go ahead.
I forgot I was going to say now.
We're talking about... penises and balls and them being on the outside.
I don't know why they're on the outside.
I know. I don't know either.
They deserve to be on the outside.
They deserve to be?
Yes.
Why?
Because, I don't know. Because if they're on the inside, I mean, dude, you'd be like, bro, how big your pee-pee? You would never know.
No, I'm talking about the schlong, the pipe being on the outside. But the balls, the fuel source, being stored inside for safekeeping.
What is this podcast?
I'm talking about better designs for the human body, okay? I have some ideas.
Got some ideas? Like, okay, you want to talk about something really pointless?
Nipples.
Yeah! Guys' nipples.
Yeah.
Women's nipples make sense.
Well, yeah.
They're hot.
But, I mean, I guess if guys didn't have nipples, it would look weird, but that's just because we know guys
don't have nipples. Yeah, I mean, Nick Jonas
Power. Oh, I know why they have nipples.
Why?
Because everyone starts out as a girl. It's has to. There's several factors, but I think it's like a certain temperature. If it's reached, you like turn into a guy. Like certain chemicals are released that make you into a guy. They wash over your brain and change you in the womb. I'm dead serious. Like when you're first, when the egg is touched by the sperm, it's technically a girl. And the reason guys,
so that means women are more powerful than men.
Because
we
women
all
are men.
All
women are men. Men are animals, well.
Well, let me just beg to differ.
We're actually secretly women with penises. With penises. We're just
I'm
like
not
you,
like
but completely
most
different.
Girls. I have a dick.
I'm sorry to all the anyone who's offended by that.
Yeah, it's not, it's all, it's humor.
It's all in humor.
It's comedy.
And being comfortable with yourself.
Yeah, it's comedy.
And if you're offended, you probably aren't comfortable with yourself.
I don't give a crap if you're a woman or a man. Yeah. Whatever, you be you.
Unless it's freaking weird, just screw off.
Unless you're what was it, ecosexualist or whatever?
Oh, where you bang trees?
Yeah, you bang trees, or you get orgasm in the dirt.
What about the dude who had sex with his car?
Oh my god, that guy.
That's weird.
That's weird, man.
I know. Like, everyone's supposed to be able to love whoever, but if you love your car, and you're kissing your car and having sex with your
and
car...
And putting your penis in it somewhere?
You have actual mental problems, and you need to be checked out.
Oh my god!
I don't even care if you're offended by that. You need to deal with your issues. Whoever was mean to you...
My Jeep Wrangler, I can't bang that thing anymore, dog. You know where that hole in the roof has come from? Yeah, me too. It wasn't me, it's why I'm really worried.
That deer banged your car.
Dude, it did, though! It was a doe.
Doe.
It's a doe deer.
My dad shot a doe the other day.
Is that illegal?
Hunting?
For a doe? So no. You can't shoot female deer.
No, you can't. You can only shoot deer in certain seasons.
What? I swear to God you couldn't hunt.
No, you can eat doe.
That's stupid.
Kill them and eat them.
Oh, okay.
I've eaten them before. They're good.
Wow. PETA's going to come after you. I have never eaten deer before.
It's good.
I don't eat chicken
just saying
or
that.
Anything like that.
What?
I said I don't eat chicken or anything like that.
We mean don't eat chicken.
I said PETA's gonna come to you because you eat deer, and I said I don't eat chicken or steak or hot dogs or bacon for that matter.
What was on your sub today, Weston?
Vegan ham.
Vegan ham, okay.
Vegan ham.
Sure.
V-ham.
Vam.
Vam. You once were a vegan, but now you'll be gone.
Because you get no protein, you'll die.
You ain't getting no.
I don't see how vegans are alive.
My girlfriend actually had a party at her work the other day that they were a bunch of vegans. And, like, she said, like, they were the most unhealthy humans she's ever seen.
If you're vegan or vegetarian, that's fine.
No,
but if you're not
different.
Eating healthy things...
No, vegetarian is completely different.
I know, mine has been vegetarian for a bit.
Like, no, like, I have no problem with that. Vegan scares me.
I don't have a problem with either, because I choose not to. You can do whatever you want. But it's very hard to... Not very hard. There's a lot of people who are vegan and vegetarian who don't eat healthy.
Yeah.
Because they think, oh, just because I'm not eating meat, I'm healthy. No. No, you need to eat healthy.
Yeah. I'm not saying, like, vegans scare me, but the idea of veganism scares me. Like, I could not do that.
I couldn't either.
Like, I love meat, first of all. But, like, let's say some epidemic happened where, like, every meat ever got tainted. I could totally become vegetarian. I love salad. I love, you know, everything like that.
Some bacon bits on that salad?
Yeah, but like, I don't need
maybe
it.
Maybe like some bits of chicken or something.
I don't need it, though.
I mean, you kind of do.
No, I just made the circumstance. I said...
Weston, I know this is your opinion on this, but I'm right and you're going to have to change your opinion.
You sound like high school. Wes, I know you're kind of right. Like, your circumstance makes sense, but I'm right.
I'm older than you.
She's Weston.
Yeah. You good? I saw you eating that sausage link.
Dude, that's all I had in Germany. Sausage link.
Sausage. Well, we've hit the hour mark.
He's coming towards me. Oh my god. Oh my god. No, shoot him.
Want to close it out?
I'll close it out.
Okay. Do you know all the things to say?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
So, this podcast is on Anchor, Spotify, and Google Play and iTunes podcasts.
Yes.
My name is Weston Ivy. You can find me at youtube.com/WestonIvy. And you can also find this lovely gentleman over here at youtube.com/NoahLee.
_official. Because Noah Lee was taken.
I did not know that. I'm sorry. Yeah. But, and then also you can find us at Twitter, on Twitter for me and Instagram for me, at Weston Lee Ivy, because I'm easy. But for this man over here, it's at Noah Leets on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and then at Noah Lee. Is it Noah Leets on Instagram too?
I'm not giving out my Instagram because that's my personal Instagram.
Okay, well, then
I... You can't follow me on Instagram, but you can follow Press the Deep on Instagram, which I run, so there you go.
You can, yeah, you can follow Noah on...
I post clips from the upcoming episode of the podcast on there. Give me a little sneak peek.
Yeah, a little sneaky sneak.
Every
Friday. A little
sneaky
winky pink.
Brush the Deep every Friday.
Every Friday. And leave a like, subscribe to Noah's channel, subscribe to my channel. Really helps us out. If you want to donate, you can do it on Anchor. It's like a Twitch Bits donation thing where you just do it, like, donate $1 a month if you want to. It helps us out slowly but surely, and that's all we need. But actually, you don't have to. If you just want to watch and listen, you can. No big deal. We just like making content. And it's slowly getting better. This one was like one of the better ones.
Okay.
I really like this episode. No, I really like this episode. This one's good. I threatened you with a gun.
It was very intense. I got hot at it. Unbuttoned my shirt.
I know. And your microphone keeps falling.
It's because I put it at a different angle, so it would be like...
Oh.
Yeah.
And I like this one a lot more
than
I did the other two. The first one was kind of okay. The second one was getting better. This one, we got some bits in there.
Some bits.
Had some communication errors, but it's okay. And I think...
It didn't take us an hour to set up the podcast this time.
Oh my god, and my microphone works.
Because it's not 10:30, it's 8:30.
Yeah, because last time it was...
I left at like 10:30 or 11.
Yeah,
because it took so long.
Yeah, for real, for real. But thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you next Friday.
Yeah.
My name is Weston.
I'm Noah.
And this has been...
Brush with Deep.
Wait, we got to end up with a cool voice effect.
Somebody once told me...
That works.
And that's where I'll end it.